Als er een componist is die Hollywood de laatste 20 jaar heeft gedomineerd, is het Hans Zimmer wel. Geboren in Duitsland, opgegroeid in Engeland, heeft Zimmer een uniek accent en een unieke muzikale smaak. Hij bevindt zich constant op de grens van de emotie om het verhaal vast te leggen en het maximale uit zijn score te halen. Zijn vader was een wetenschapper en zijn moeder een muzikant, waardoor Zimmer een unieke opvoeding op de grens tussen muzikaal en technologie heeft gehad en hem vormde tot de muzikale uitvinder die hij nu is.
For me, the most important inventor is not the people who built the rockets for NASA, but one Bob Moog who, of course, built the greatest synthesizers. Just like the old Saturn rockets that they used for the Apollo mission, this stuff, it just goes. It has power. It has something that, you know, is still not matched.
Al vanaf het begin omarmde Zimmer de mogelijkheden van het nieuwe tijdperk, de computer.
You know, if you think about any piece of music and any instrument, it is a piece of technology of its time. And here we are surrounded by the musical instruments, which are the technology of this time, of our time, and sort of from 1967 to whatever the computer is behind me. You know, and I suppose the way I got into music was that I was too ignorant to figure out that there's supposed to be a division between technology and music, or that computers should be used for accounting as opposed to could be perverted into becoming great musical instruments. So yeah, that's just my generation.
Naast zijn liefde voor technologie is Zimmer een groot voorstander van het samenwerken met andere componisten en dan vooral jongere componisten.
I think to become a really good composer for film or anything like this, it starts off with you have to know how to make a really good cup of coffee for another composer. And I started out working for Stanley Myers, who wrote The Deer Hunter and, you know, a thousand beautiful, amazing pieces of music, you know. And I used to know how to work his espresso machine, and he taught me how the orchestra works. So that seemed like a very fair exchange at the time. I think I got the better end of it. But the idea that music is a collaborative process and music sounds its most beautiful when people are playing together, is important to me. I think one thing which people forget about musicians is it's not how well we play, it's how well we listen to each other that makes music actually really good.
In zijn studio Remote Control Productions biedt Zimmer een groot aantal jonge componisten de ruimte om te leren, groeien en hopelijk door te breken. Onder hen bevinden zich onder andere Steve Jablonski, Lauren Balfe, Rupert Gregson-Williams, onze eigen Junkie XL en Ramin Djawadi, bekend van Game of Thrones, die voor Zimmer werkte toen de Pirates of the Caribbean films in productie waren.
I'd written this theme for the original Pirates movies, and we were just working on one of the, like, the first scene, and I knew the theme was sort of good, but I just couldn't make it work to the movie, and everybody else was sort of, unfortunately, agreeing with me that it wasn't quite working. And I remember Ramin saying very quietly, you know, and he was an intern, and he was making coffees, and I didn't even know he could play an instrument. He said, "Do you mind if I have a go after you go home?" I'm going, "Yeah, okay, whatever." And we came in the next day, and I remember going, "Oh, yeah, all right, Ramin, did you do anything?" He goes, "Yeah, I had a go." And him playing us what he had done with my notes that I couldn't make fit to this movie. And I remember Gore Verbinski and Jerry Bruckheimer and everybody going, "This is amazing. It's like the movie was shot to her." And I remember saying to him, "You'll never make me another cup of coffee," but it did have to start that way. You have to start in some humble way, and at the same time, it means it's different from college because you get to be in the room with the filmmakers, you get to be in the room with the directors, you get to be part of the process, you get to see, you know, a composer who's got a pretty good track record and a lifelong career sit there and go, "I have no idea what to do," in the morning, and by the evening you know, there are a couple of notes there that show the possibility that we might actually finish this and actually come up with a tune. The fear never goes away, you know. The white page just gets whiter.
Zimmer heeft met de grootste regisseurs samengewerkt in zijn loopbaan en met elk heeft hij zijn eigen werkwijze. Velen geven hem de vrije hand en zeggen welke richting het op moet gaan, maar sommigen geven hem een gerichte instructie of sturen zelfs fragmenten mee van ideeën.
Chris Nolan and I, we hit upon this sort of way. I don't know why we ended up where we ended up, but it was a good way of working. Whereby I would start writing sort of around the time he would start shooting, so I wouldn't see anything other than storyboards, and I would have, you know, a complete freedom. I wasn't restricted by anything other than, you know, the lack of my imagination in a funny way. So the last few movies I've done very much as if they were radio plays without images. And the images are in my head. And I think part of what we all try to do is we're trying to give our audience an experience, and we're trying to give them an autonomous experience as well. So all we're doing with the music is we're opening the door a little crack and say, okay, now let your imagination run free and create images in your own head.